Welcome to episode 158 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. There are times as a photographer and a business owner when it seems that life really is determined to derail one's progress. It could be the failure of technology in a given situation, your personal life encroaching on matters, or even something as mundane as the common or garden cold. Regardless, in these situations, clearly you just have to remain determined to push yourself in order to make progress. I recently had a number of setbacks to my working week, all of which highlighted the importance of just taking a deep breath and keep slogging away in order to meet deadlines and reach my goals. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 158. It's coming up to 5:30 on a Friday afternoon, and I am sat in my office, and I'm feeling pretty weary, actually. It's been a bit of a kind of up and down crazy couple of weeks. There's been the usual challenges with work and what have you, but in terms of outside of work, there's been some stuff which has really kind of pushed me a little bit, and kind of stuff got in the way, and it was just a bit stressful and all the rest of it. Anyway, what I want to talk about today is this idea, and it's not specifically about photography, but of course it can be related to photography and to business. This idea that, well, let me start off by giving you a bit of a quote, and this is probably what's going to form in part the title for this week's show. Going back a few years, I was looking around YouTube, just doing some research or what have you, and I came across a person who's a bit of a, works in the music industry, is a bit of a motivator as well and what have you, and someone had sent him in a question because he encouraged that, and I seem to recall that they were saying, you know what, I'm really not very motivated at the moment, and I can't quite see how to get around this or that, and you know, do you have any advice and what have you. And it's funny, I've always remember, I can't remember the specifics of that that video, but what I do remember this guy saying was, and this is the thing, if you don't feel like doing something, do it anyway. Which is, it's such a simple thing. And there have been times in this past week or two where I have been in that position where it seemed as though everything was against me, and I just, for the want of trying, I couldn't get stuff done, and just when I sat down to do stuff, something happened, and it just really kind of got in the way. And so there are going to be a lot of you listening to this who are either looking to move into photography full time, or even just, you know, starting up your business and what have you, and there may be stuff in and around your personal life that just kind of gets in the way, and it leaves you feeling quite sort of demotivated or frustrated or what have you. We all go through that, but the thing that's kind of made me decide to record this today is, and this is where the photography and business bit comes in. Going back a few weeks, I, through Twitter, touched base with someone in my local area who's a personal trainer. Now, a lot of you will know that I do have a certain emphasis on fitness and keeping healthy, and I'm not always the most shining of examples, shall we say. But as long as you are mostly winning in that respect, then it's a good thing. I'm just going to look up a previous podcast that I did, because I want to share the link in the show notes with you. Let me just go into the Active Photographer website. Just as a reminder, if you go on the home page, or any page actually, towards the top right hand side there's a search box. So let me just have a search for it, because I can't remember what episode it was. Where are we? Okay, so I have just typed in health, and sure enough, within the search results, episode number 59 was a podcast I put out called The Importance of Keeping Fit and Healthy. And it was just talking about general health and fitness and how important that is for photographers, especially those working in the outdoors, or even in studios, you know, lugging kit and having to reach up and bend down. And, you know, if you're really out of condition, it makes the job a lot more taxing. Anyway, so as I say, in recent weeks, what have you, sort of touched base with this guy who's a personal trainer. And I will share a note, put a link in the show notes to various connections for him and what have you. And we got chatting and what have you. And I said to him, well, look, why don't we just meet up for a coffee? And you never know, there might be some collaboration, because I was at the point where I was thinking about rejoining a gym. I've over the years I've trained at home. I've had space like a sort of out where I previously lived. I had a like an outbuilding that I turned into like a private gym space, as it were. And then I sort of had to, for one reason or another, so we moved and I had to train indoors, and I never liked really doing that. And anyway, I was in the position where I was thinking about rejoining a gym. And then, coincidentally, some might say, I sort of came across this guy and we got chatting, and he was talking about sort of maybe needing photography. And I was thinking, okay, well, I like to be held accountable when it comes to training, you know. And it's very difficult if you're working out on your own, especially if you're doing it from home, you know, unless you're absolutely driven, there can be stuff getting in the way and the frustrations come, and before you know it, a week or two goes by and you haven't kept up your routine and all the rest of it. So we had a chat, had a meeting, just to, as I often do, met up in a cafe locally and what have you. And long story short, we have decided that there is room for collaboration. And basically the deal is, we're not going to exchange any money. I'm going to do a load of photography for him, and in return, he is going to be my personal trainer a couple of times a week, which is brilliant. And as I say, the reason I'm recording this today is that this afternoon I actually had a session with him. And I, going back to the whole point of where I started off with this recording, the last couple of days I've had a bit of a sore throat, nothing too serious, hopefully. I don't think I'm getting a cold or anything, but given the last few weeks, it wouldn't surprise me if my immunity had dropped a little bit. But I just really, even from this morning, you know, I woke up, I'd been up in the night, and I just really wasn't feeling it for training. The thought of pushing heavy weights and being all upbeat, and certainly having someone sort of saying, go on, you got to do this, and just, you know, two more and three more and all the rest of it. I just thought, you know, all I want to do is curl up on the sofa with a hot drink and watch a black and white movie, you know, just not, you know, not do it. And my day had been fairly slow, just doing admin and general stuff. But I thought, no, I don't feel like doing it, but I'm going to do it anyway. I can't. The week before, I'd had to postpone or call off my session because, helpfully, that weekend before, I got food poisoning, which was really brilliant. So I was kind of felt bad about having to call that off. And I thought, I'm not going to do it a second week in a row. Anyway, I had my session with him today. And do you know what? I might have been feeling as though I was maybe running at 80% capacity. But I'm so glad that I did it, because like I said, I was having a bit of a slow day. It's been a busy old week, and it's probably what I needed just to give me a bit of a breather, bit of a change of scenery from the office, a bit of motivation and what have you. And sure enough, I've got about an hour or so before I have to stop and think about stuff to do with home life. And it's given me like a new lease of life. I still don't feel brilliant, but if I, and I was saying this to him, if I do get a cold the beginning of next week, well, I hope I don't, but you know, I will feel so much better knowing that I got an extra session in this week rather than having put it off thinking about, you know, leaving it till the beginning of next week. So all being well, what we're thinking is the beginning of next week, I'm going to have my next session, and then a few days later, I'll have another. But in that meantime, we're going to get together and start talking about photography, because he's got new websites and new ventures in the pipeline. And the thing that works so well for me and for him is that, you know, he is engaging with someone who is involved in the outdoors and fitness and that sort of general lifestyle with the photography. As you know, that's what I do, and as well as the business and corporate stuff on occasion. And for me, it's good to be building my portfolio, working with someone new within that leisure and sort of the lifestyle sort of industry. There are certain shots that I know he needs. There are certain shots that I want to shoot and that would be good to have in my portfolio. But none of this would be happening, this ongoing collaboration, if I just thought, you know what, I really can't be doing with this today, and just calling it off. Now, there are times where it is, excuse me, it is the better decision to actually say, do you know what, we're better off just holding back a few days. Like when I got food poisoning, there's no way in the coming days even that I was going to feel like training. It just, it took it out of me. As I record this, basically I managed to get food poisoning at a weekend, and then the, was it a week or two before, a lot of you will know this if you follow what I get up to, you'll know that Hugh Graham, who was my my mentor, really, he was one of my lecturers when I was at university, and then subsequently after that I ended up working with him, and we recorded a bunch of podcasts which you will have enjoyed. He very sadly passed away. And that kind of took the wind out of my sails a little bit. So, like last week, I got, the weekend before I got food poisoning, I wasn't feeling brilliant, sort of like the Monday and Tuesday anyway, as a result of that. Then something happened which just totally messed up sort of the next day or two, and I was still feeling a bit rubbish. And then to cap it all off, Hugh's funeral was at the end of the week, and that was a week ago today. And so, you know, this past week has really sort of taken out of me, and it would be very easy to just sit there and think, oh god, you know what, that's it, I'm gonna write off the rest of my week and just not, you know, not do anything. But working for yourself, you have to keep on going. And it could just be something as simple as firing up the active photographer on the back end there and just making some notes about some articles I want to write. Or it could be thinking about other collaborations and touching base with clients to see about maybe sort of doing some more work with them and all this sort of thing. But again, none of this, yeah, you can't let stuff get in the way. And I'm not saying that I am perfect in this sense. I'm in no way am I one of these people that's always upbeat and always, you know, no, just go for it, you got to do it and all the rest of it. I like to think I'm like that, but stuff happens, you know, and you do take a few knocks along the way. I'm only human, just like the next person. And I do beat myself up over stuff, not physically, of course. But you know, I do give myself a bit of a hard time when things don't go quite as I anticipate. And it's not that I'm angry at stuff happening. It's frustration because there's so much that I want to do, so much I know that I can do, that, you know, when stuff does get in the way and there's nothing you can do about it. And I think that's the difference. If something happens and you just know you can't, like if I get something happens and it means I just cannot put in a day's work, that's really frustrating, but that's how it is. Whereas if I was just thinking, do you know what, I'm really not feeling brilliant, I'm just not going to do the work, the next day or even later that day, I would think, oh, do you know what, I probably could have done stuff and it wasn't that bad. And if I had just got on and done it, I'd be that much further ahead and I would feel much better about myself and my business would have moved on. You know, that's the difference. But, you know, I only just wanted to record a quick piece about this because you guys know that The Active Photographer, whilst it is a website and a podcast and what have you, all about being a photographer and, you know, the technical side and working with clients and stuff that goes with it. And the recordings that I make are often whilst I'm out on location or driving back from shoots or what have you. What hopefully, if you're a regular listener or regular follower, you will know that hopefully what I try to do is give a more rounded, what's the word, package or experience or overview, shall we say, that involves other topics, other issues that do factor in. So the keeping healthy thing is ironically one of those things. You know, so and these issues are, I'm sure, I would be so surprised if there was a single one of you that haven't at least at one time in the past month or two or last 6 months, even if you're lucky, that haven't gone through something like this. We all share it, and I think although you know I don't share a lot about my private life, that there really isn't a need to do that in my activities here. You do know that it is good to share this stuff because I am very down to earth, and if there is stuff that kind of gets in the way, although I won't necessarily go into specifics about why this last few days has been, you know, I haven't achieved this or something that's disappointing, and you know, at least I can allude to that and you get that more rounded experience, if that makes sense. But we all go through it, and you know, so just looking forward, it's the end of the week. I am, as it happens, as I record this, I've just fired up my computer to put together next week's podcast, which it won't feature this recording. But, you know, you have to kind of keep on going. And tomorrow, the weekend, Saturday, I might be lucky enough to have maybe an hour to get stuff done during the day, and then maybe putting in a few hours in the evening or possibly working later into the night. But essentially, I haven't got any more time this week. And, you know, it's important to strike a balance with family life and professional life. That's why you want to try and round up, tie off as many loose ends going into the weekend as you can. And there is a fair bit of outstanding stuff that I would love to get done, and we'll just have to see. But as I say, sometimes I record slightly more general stuff. Today is one of those things. If you've got any thoughts about this, you might be yourself a personal trainer or a motivator or you know, just a generally very upbeat person. It would be really interesting to hear your outlook on this sort of thing. You know, remember that the idea underpinning this, if you don't feel like doing something, do it anyway. That's the moral of the tale for today, and I've kind of reminded myself over the last couple of weeks when stuff has kind of left me feeling quite sort of weary and what have you. And just, you know, for those of you that are thinking about professional photography and running a business and all this sort of thing, I can tell you there have been instances over, let's say, the last couple of weeks where I really haven't felt like doing something at a particular time, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to send this email. It won't take 5 minutes, and you never know what might come of it. And sure enough, I've had replies whereby clients have said, do you know what, yeah, we need this photography. It's on this date. Are you available? We'll send through some details, all the rest of it. And so, if I hadn't have made that effort, I wouldn't have secured that extra work. That's, you know, and when you're running a business, that's what it comes down to. You have to be securing work. So even now, I might put in some extra hours tonight. One of my clients I'm liaising with at the moment for a shoot next week. I'm dealing with a couple of people in this firm, and one of them is in their New York office. So there is a benefit in that because they are a few hours behind, say 5 hours behind, I know that if I work at say 11 o'clock at or say 10 o'clock at night, you go back 5 hours, or 9 o'clock and go back 5 hours, what have you, they are still going to be in the office, and they often work late as well, so more progress gets made, and the ball keeps moving, and what have you. So as I sit here, I'm just going to go into my email. I've just sent off an email to one of the people that I'm dealing with, and yeah, I'm just waiting for the signed contract to be sent back because I sent the contract over today. And yeah, they're going to send that over, and that'll be all done, which is a great way to finish off the week with another contract signed and another job booked in. But you know, you can always make time. You may not have the perfect day, and I've had a lot of for one reason or another, I won't go into. I've had a lot of this recently where I've had to just make the most of what time I can. I haven't been spending as much time doing certain things as I want, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. And I am the most hardest person, critic, whatever you want to call it, on myself when it comes to this. Friends, family, colleagues have said, look, do you know what? Just if you got 5 minutes, do 5 minutes work. If you've got half an hour becomes available, do that. If you have to fit, you know, stuff happens. If you have to fit it around what else is going on, that's just what you've got to do. And it is absolutely true, but as is so often the way, and I'm sure a lot of you are the same, it's often easier to advise others or see an issue or a problem or where progress could be made if you did but just do this or that. It's easier to spot that in other people, and I am probably as guilty as the next person in being able to do that, and sometimes needing a bit of a kick up the backside saying, look, you need to do this, but don't beat yourself up over it. So there we go, just a bit of a quicker recording. Let me know your feedback. You know, it's always good just to keep the conversation running, and you never know where it might lead, you know. Might lead to a Twitter conversation in individually, and it might be that we end up meeting up for a coffee, if for no other reason than to have a coffee and have a chat over stuff. You know, I always encourage that sort of stuff. So anyway, there we go. The evening is fast approaching. I still have plenty to do. So give me your feedback, but for now, I will leave it there. Sure enough, even since I made that recording, more good things have happened as a result of my efforts, with more exciting projects now lined up for the coming months. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.com.